It's not for Nell's Super Six Pack. Me and the committee spent a lot of time over the past several days putting this together because there's a lot of movement. Week four in the NFL, we like to dub this Separation Sunday coming up this week.
Yes. Nell's Super Six Pack. Three.
You forgot about the intro.
I was gonna toss to him, but the big voice guy, he did his thing.
He got a little excited.
But it is time for Nell's Super Six Pack, the most highly anticipated power ranking
revolutionary
segment in all of sports talk radio.
It's never been done before.
Our top six teams in the NFL going into week four of the National Football League, Separation Week, contenders and pretenders. We find out who they are this week. Our honorable mention. Fresnel Super Six Pack, as we like to call it, not fly enough to get in the club. Teams that are playing well, but aren't the top six. Seattle, one of the lone unbeaten teams remaining in the National Football League, not fly enough to get in the club. They may be on this list if they're able to win their big time game coming up on, what is it, Sunday Night Football? Detroit, Seattle, two teams that are kind of going under the radar in the NFC, it feels like. I love what Seattle's done. Geno Smith's been a top five quarterback in the NFL to this point this year. He has been awesome. 49ers also not fly enough to get in the club. They're just missing too many key pieces. They had an ugly loss this past weekend to the Rams, but I still believe in the overall operation. And I know for this honorable mention spot, there's so many other teams you could have put here, but I have respect for San Francisco. Third and final honorable mention team not fly enough to get in the club, the Baltimore Ravens. They got a big game coming up this weekend as well as a take on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who we will find out sooner than later where they are in Nell's Super Six Pack. Number six, the Green Bay Packers. Another impressive win. Malik Willis running it, throwing it. Revenge game this weekend against the Titans. Matt LaFleur's defense is getting after people. They made Will Levis look like a boob once again. They're running the football. They didn't have Josh Jacobs this weekend. Insert undrafted free agent running back to go pick up a bunch of yards. Defensively, they're getting after the passer. I like the Green Bay Packers. The NFC North, all of a sudden, a lot more competitive than people gave it credit for, will stick in the NFC North, making their debut in the Super Six Pack at number five. Brian Flores' Minnesota Vikings. Why did I say B-Flows? Minnesota Vikings, because the last two weekends, he has had something for that old Shanahan offense that the Rooster can't stop slurping up every chance he gets. Brian Flores is the architect to shutting it down. CJ Stroud was seeing ghosts last week. The week before, it was Brock Purdy. I like what the Vikings are doing. I had some concern about their back end, but they're undefeated. Number four, the team that to me had the gutsiest win in week number three, the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia went on the road in the hostile territory and took down the Goliath, the team that Jay Gruden acts like is going to go to the damn Super Bowl. And the New Orleans Saints completely shut down Clint Kubiak's cute little offense. Jalen Carter, man-child. He has been the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL to this point. John Allen and Deron Payne turn on the All-22 and watch that guy. He gets double-teamed too. The Eagles come in at number four. Coming in at number three is a loser for week number three, but a loser that I respect. They've got what I call BOTD, benefit of the doubt. CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans. They're still not to be played with. I still think they're one of the top teams in the NFL. CJ Stroud, though, Rooster, has been sacked 11 times to start the year. They're having some issues up front. They did not have Joe Mixon last week, though. So I give them a little bit of a pass for what happened against Minnesota. Number two, a team that I'm real close to putting at number one, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. You want to talk about a defense that plays with gap integrity? Watch the Bills. Watch how they play the run. Watch how Greg Rousseau and Ed Oliver and Von Miller get after the quarterback. They lose a significant member of their team every weekend, Chris, and what do? They act like nothing happens and they keep winning. And then number one, the referees' favorites, the Kansas City Chiefs. Once again, stealing one in prime time against our old Cud and Kirk and the Falcons, who were almost fly enough to not be fly enough to make it into the club, meaning the honorable mention portion. But that is Nell's Super Six Pack. Packers, six. Vikings, five. Eagles, four. Texans, three. Bills, two. Chiefs, one.